Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fit your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats fly back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. A corny beating up pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brain, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. KY, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group, City.
Hello and welcome to Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show ever. Tonight is going to be a crazy ass night. I'm just going to come out the gate on y'all. I have No dropping by to talk about some projects he got going on, his new album that drops next month, his new video he shot, We City Boys. We have R&B singer SB coming in, and tonight's topic is so fucking crazy. It's mothers and daddy fuckers. And I know people are like, what the hell? The topic came off of Twitter today. So I'm going to go into that later on. But yeah, that's the topic. Mother and daddy fuckers. We're all fucking somebody's mama or daddy. So that is going to be quite an interesting topic. So while I'm waiting for my artists to come in and everybody, because, you know, I'm early today and then everybody else is late, I am going to play one of my favorite songs real quick. And, damn it. I swear, I need to learn how to alphabetize better because this is like crazy. So what I'm going to do is play We City Boys by No.
The Baltimore banger, baby.
That's right.
Bird gang, baby.
She drank down, huh?
Just know the name, know the difference.
All the girls with skirts this high. Come on,
yeah. Yeah. Getting on chrome, blowing that bone, moving that coke, Guyana.
Yeah.
All white coupe, be on the wheel, doing it multi, ain't I? Too much flash, throwing up hundreds, set of them singles, ain't I? Supplying them boys, pushing them toys, like Chris Pringle, ain't I? Money machining and heroin and green, the spot, I'ma get that. Whatever your pack be made in a year, I can push that, put a wrist at. Balling away, dripping in ice, Baltimore, Autumn, wearer. Billy Azor, invisible roof, sky can't get much clearer. Running with stars, running from large, running the world with a hammer. Playing my cards, party with broads, showing my pimp and manners. Whipping the work, twirling around, bringing it back.
Yeah.
Moving the beam,
yeah.
Measuring that. Then shower with the members all over my team.
Yeah.
Come on, city boys, and we jamming in the street.
Yeah.
We bottle popping and we standing on the street.
Yeah.
Your girl's mine, I think she's the one with me.
AC,
rookie and sky, and I'm standing on my money.
We city girls, and we jamming on the street.
Yeah.
We buying bottles and we standing on the street.
Yeah.
Your man's fine, I think he should run with me.
Yeah.
I'm flying high.
Yeah, no rims, rack
in them gyms, neck can't get no colder. Louis and Prada, man, you in the mall, we hit it, it's over. Battles in love, all of my thugs, all of my gorgeous greasy. Bringing them out, creeping about and making it all up easy. Coming to fix all of my cards, like the funeral line. It's never been seen, making it hard enough for you to define. Look at the camera, we in the paint, doing it Oscar, ain't I? Corona in hand, cracking a lobster, doing it monster, ain't I? We in the drop, we in the Porsche, we in the Lamb, we in Atlanta, we in Miami, we in the sand, tearing up Southeast, ain't we? We in them cabins, we in the mountain slopes, smoking, ain't we? We overseas, spinning the cheese, drinking and toasting, ain't we? We get it done, running the streets, making 100 a week. I am a boss, we ain't the same, what you wanted, I keep. We are them boonie boys, dressing in black and running the block. You are them pussy boys, talking the things, running a lot. We city boys, and we jamming in the street. Nigga, ain't we? We bottle popping and we standing on the street. This girl's fine, I think she should come with me. And I'm seeing God, and I'm standing on my money.
We city girls, and we jamming on the street. We buying bottles.
Coupe, be on the wheel, doing it multi, ain't I? Too much cash, throwing up hundreds, instead of them singles, ain't I? Supplying them boys, pushing them toys like Chris Kringle, ain't I? Money machine and heroin, and you need a spot, I'ma get that. Whatever your pack be made in a year, I can put that with a wrist at. Rolling away, dripping in ice, Baltimore, Autumn, Wera. Bendy as though invisible roof, sky can't get much clearer. Running with stars, running from large, running the world with a hammer. Playing my cards, party with broads, throwing my pimpy manners. Whipping the work, twirling around, bringing it back, moving the beam, measuring that. Then shout with them numbers all over my team.
This girl's boys, and we jamming in the street.
Nigga, ain't we?
We bottle popping and we standing on the street.
No,
this girl's mine, I think she should come with me.
Ain't she?
I'm saying God, and I'm standing on my money.
Wow, that's like one of my favorite songs by Know the Brand. And we have Know on the phone right now.
Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah, I can
What's
hear
up?
You now. How
are you
doing? I'm doing great. I'm doing fine.
Good.
I got you on the show again.
I'm here.
So
I'm
what's going on?
I'm
hearing so many good things.
Well, you know, I'm working on the album. Slated for August 26th, and I'm excited about that. It's pretty much finished. I mean, just putting the finishing touches as far as picking which tracks. I got over like 40 tracks, man. So trying to narrow it down
wow.
to about 13.
That's a lot.
So I work pretty hard, you know what I mean? But you know that, though.
Yeah, you work as hard as I do.
Yeah. We got the video coming out right now. People can catch the trailer. So, you know, the trailer is on my website, knowthebrand.com. I just wanted to give everybody a sort of a sneak peek as far as what's coming, you know, in regards to the video and all of that. So, you know, I'm excited about it. You know, we spent the whole couple of days shooting it and everything, and it's going to be big. I know people have been waiting a while for the next video because the last one I think I did was Gladiator. But, I don't know. I'm a perfectionist, so if it ain't right, I don't even trip. I'd rather stay quiet, you know, until the quality's ready. You know what I'm saying? Because I just don't like serving my supporters anything. So, you know, when City Boys is the first solo video that I shot since Gladiator, so it's gonna be monumental for all of my supporters. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely really excited about it.
I love the trailer. I'm not even gonna lie. I look at it like 3, 4, 5 times a day. The colors compliment your skin tone and then the background, and I'm like, damn, he teasing me. I just knew I was going to see a lot more. I was like, it's good, you slow rolling, you killing me softly, but I promise you, I look at least 3-4 times a day. I have to. That is a classic, and the pictures are like
that.
So nice, that your YouTube made news, arts and entertainment on Paper LI newsletter. Big ups to you for that one.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You know, it's I don't know how to say it. You know, ultimately you always want maximum results when you put forth maximum effort, you know. But I'm just one of those artists that I'm just satisfied with doing very little, but I'm satisfied with doing very little very often. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can eat a mountain one spoonful at a time, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you can eat the whole mountain, but you just got to do it, you know, one spoonful at a time. So, you know, I just, you know, at the end of the day, I know I have a lot of big goals. I know what I'm shooting for, but you know, I take very, very small calculated steps. And to see, you know, me being mentioned in blogs and things like that, like, it all makes it worth it. Like, you know, even if it's just one, you know, it still makes it all worth it, especially when you're doing your own thing and your own self-made entrepreneur. And you see all the hard work that you and your team, you know, are putting up, and people are taking note of what you're doing. So all of that so makes it worth it for me, you know what I mean? So I just, you know, I appreciate my supporters, I think, probably more than they appreciate me, you know?
You have always been so humble, so cool, and it's just like the way that you carry yourself, I just be like, wow, it's amazing to just see an artist with your caliber still walking around level-headed. You're not on that crazy shit. You're not sitting up there wearing colors, your pants not hanging off your ass, none of that stuff. You're not smoking blunts or nothing. It's like I consider you to be a role model.
Thank you. That's a big compliment. And it's funny because I want to be, but I focus more so on my kids, you know, focus more so on being a role model for my sons, you know what I mean, and my daughters. And it's like, you know, they on the internet more than all of us are, you know what I'm saying? My daughter is 11 years old. She's on the internet almost eight hours a day, you know, just on the Disney Channel and YouTube and things like that. And, you know, they can come across what we do. You know, they want to know exactly what's daddy doing with his career. So when they read my interviews and when they hear me speak and they see my videos and my pictures and things like that, I'm always mindful as to how I carry myself, because I know that they are my major audience. You know what I'm saying? And there's a way to rep the street, and there's a way to represent the culture without being profane. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, sometimes vulgarities are necessary to bring your point home, but you don't have to be necessarily profane, you know, where I'm talking about ass and sex in such a derogatory way. You know, it's always an artistic way to put it across where you can reach a niche market and they can appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I carry myself the way I do. I'm very disciplined in doing that.
You know, I got to ask you this question, because when I listen to the song that you made, because you told me about it, Pussy Is My Medicine, I swear, that just, I'm like, my mouth drops, because I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
It just threw me for a loop.
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, it's like I mentioned before, like, I'm a writer, so, you know, and I'm a human being, you know, but it's always artistic and classy the way I put it down, even when it's nasty. You know what I'm saying? It's entertaining. It doesn't make a woman listen to it and make her feel disgusted. You know what I'm saying? I've heard some records where I've seen women turn off the record because it just makes them feel disgusted. You know what I'm saying? And I just think it's a way you can talk about a woman's anatomy and have an intercourse with a woman and not be so disgusting about it, not be so piggish about it. You know what I mean? So, you know, when I do material that covers, you know, sex and the topic of sex, you know, I make sure I do it in such a way where women won't be turned off. And in fact, they'll feel like, okay, well he definitely appreciates, you know, just the whole female aura, you know, and that's where I come from, you know. So, you know, as long as I keep coming from that angle, you know, I won't be offensive, you know, because I don't really want to offend anybody, you know, and the people that I do offend, my apologies to you, but it's only art, you know, and it's just the way I love expressing myself.
See, that is, like, is awesome because I just sit here because, to me, you're such a respecter of all persons and all things. And, like you said, you are a writer. So, therefore, it's easy for you to transcend into whatever it is you need to write to express yourself at that time. Like, have you ever had, like, writer's block where you just couldn't think of something and it just took you forever to get that verse out?
No, I've never, in all my years of writing, I mean, I've been writing for a decade or more, I've never experienced writer's block ever. Like, that's something that I've never, ever experienced. I think when you experience writer's block, it has a lot to do with you really not knowing where you are and who you are in that moment and in that moment in time. And so it's difficult for you to be anything, you know what I'm saying, on paper. And you know, I meditate daily. I study daily. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the street studying daily. I absorb everything that I see and everything that I hear and everything that I read. You know, so I'm a constant waterfall of information and knowledge that I just store up. So by the time I get to a pen and a pad, it's sometimes it doesn't come out fast enough. Sometimes I have to stop myself from writing. So, you know, writer's block, it's too much life out here for me to experience writer's block in any form. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? If I'll read a newspaper or I'll read a Rob report or, you know, I'll watch Eddie Murphy or I'll watch CNN, you know, or I want, you know what I'm saying? It's so much life out here to build, you know, to build your artist, you know, your motivation and your inspiration from. That writer's block is just something that just doesn't exist for me.
Wow. So, like, you have this blog out, this political blog, views on how you feel about certain things. What made you decide to do that?
You know what? Because anyone who knows me knows that I'm generally the type of person who I really don't like to really talk about what I think unless I'm asked, you know. But because I've been blessed to be around some very, very inspirational masterminds that have led me to so many different knowledgeable portals that, you know, are not usually readily available to street cats, you know. And so when these masterminds opened me up to so many different ways of life and viewpoints on politics, health, survival, and things like that, you know, I began to form my own blueprints and become my own individual mastermind. And as I'm on the internet more and I hear that, you know, the tweets and see what's on Facebook and see the opinions of what's popular, what the popular opinions are, a lot of people are just confused. Like, they really have no clue on what's really going on and how it affects them, you know. So when I watch the news and I see stuff popping off in Libya, I know how to follow that and track it all the way down to basically see how it trickles into our community and how that affects the dude down the street who owns his own rim store. Like, you know, we haven't been taught how to relate to what's going on around the world and how it affects hip hop, you know, and how it affects our culture, how it affects prisoners, how it affects the drug deal trade, how it affects everything, you know. So, you know, I basically wanted to start the blog because I wanted to give my view and speak from my vantage point on how all these things that are going on globally directly will have an effect on us. It will have an effect on the music. It will have an effect on the sneakers we're going to wear next year. It will have a direct effect on the way we live our lives. And I just don't think there's enough people out there really telling us. And when I say us, I mean hip-hop culture. I mean young black culture. There's no one out there really telling us how all this stuff is going to affect us. You know what I'm saying? So that was the motivation behind starting A Bit More Sense.
Wow, that is so deep. I have another question for you. How often do you freestyle?
Very, very rarely. I used to freestyle all the time when, you know, in the beginning, when I was trying to prove something. You know what I'm saying? And now, you know, now it's like, you know, it ain't free. You know, so, you know, back then, you know, it was free, you know, but now, you know, you got dudes, you know, Nicki Minaj getting 50,000 a verse. It's like freestyle for what? Like, I don't even think free is in her vocabulary. You know what I mean? So, you know, so for me, I don't really expel that energy anymore. I'd rather speak my mind and get my fans to understand the man behind the music. They know I can spit. Like, I don't really have anything to prove to anybody about me. They know what it is. Every cat in the rap industry knows my name. There's not one cat in the industry that can say he don't know me and know what I bring. So I don't have to prove that anymore. You know, but what I do have to prove is that there is a mastermind behind the music. You know, there is a real person behind the music. So I would rather expel that kind of energy than just get on the mic or get over the phone and spit all in the phone. I gotta wipe my phone off after I'm done because I'm spit. You know, I just can't do that. I just can't do that no more.
Interesting, because I think I saw one of your clips, and you was on a morning show because you had on your red jacket, and your energy was fucking bananas. I'm like, whoa, you was just going and going. I mean, you was killing it. I'm sitting on my bed, and I'm like, oh, happy and shit. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I got to hit him up. Like, damn. Like, you were so blessed, and you were so talented. Like, it's just so crazy that I am blessed to have an acquaintance with you, because you don't know this, but you're responsible for all the shit that people see on the internet. Everybody that be talking about I'm off the chain and y'all see my shit spitting, like, I don't freestyle, but I'm freestyling on Twitter and the internet, and it's all because of No, because No gave me the confidence to start doing stuff for him, because I was just honored, and I just like his movement, and I respect him, and I love his music, that it helped me create my own niche, and now people are looking at me like, yo, you getting it popping. Like, yo, y'all need to thank Know the Brand, because if he wouldn't have came on my show and made me a scary ass and gave me something to feel like I had to prove, it wouldn't have never happened. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You're welcome.
In
you're
my
very,
chat
very
mommy voice.
You're very welcome, man. You're very welcome. I mean, I think that's the beauty of connection, you know. It's funny, man, but the reason why you hear so much garbage out there, you know, lyrically, and you hear so much garbage in terms of talk shows, like, no one's talking about anything, but everybody's talking, you know, and it's because 90% of these folks don't really have a purpose. And what I'm learning as I grow is that you meet people on a daily basis who really don't have a purpose. And that, to me, is probably one of the most saddest state of affairs that you could possibly be exposed to, because everything in creation has a purpose. You know, everything has a purpose, down from the birds in the morning to the crickets at night. Like, everything has a purpose. And so if you run across a human being who was supposed to be a direct reflection of what creation personifies, and they don't really got a purpose the minute they open their mouth, it's very discouraging. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm into encouraging people to move with purpose. You know what I'm saying? Have a purpose for why you saying what you're saying. You know what I mean? If you're going to call a bitch, you know, a bitch, and you're going to call a hoe, and you're going to call a lady, and you're going to call a spade, like, have a purpose for doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, have a purpose for doing it. That way, whenever it's questions, it ain't no stuttering. So if someone says, yo, Chalk, why do you do what you do? If you stuttering, like, I ain't going to spend no money with you. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never went to a car dealer and a salesman was stuttering. Like, he knew what he was there for. He knew his purpose. His purpose is to sell cars. So every question that I ask him, he going to throw me back an answer, and it ain't going to be no stuttering involved, even if he got to make something up. He's going to keep it moving because he has a purpose. And that's what's missing in the hip-hop game. That's what's missing, you know, in social media with these kids marketing their music. That's what's missing when you see videos being shot. The video has no purpose. You got a bunch of idiots standing in front of an automobile, and the automobile manufacturer is not sponsoring them. They aren't getting any sponsoring dollars from it. You know what I mean? Like, it makes no sense because they don't know their purpose. So, you know, I encourage people to find out what their purpose is before they even open their mouths, man. Because once you know what your purpose is, what's going to stop you? You know what I'm saying? And that's what it was with you when I met you. You know, you begin to develop a purpose and know what your purpose was. And once you pinpointed on what your purpose was, you ain't look back. So that's a good thing. And that's what you have to encourage other sisters of color to do in the business. You know, move with a purpose. Other than that, you're wasting your time. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, purpose is everything.
Wow. That is so deep. That is so deep. I know you're not going to stay on long because you know I'm about to turn it out.
Yeah. No, I got to be out. No, I can't stay.
Yeah. I can't twist your arm.
Nah, I got to ball. I got to go.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I really appreciate this.
Thank you.
This is no.
Yeah. This is NOE, you know what I'm saying, the Baltimore Banger, you know, the Bird Gang affiliate. You know how we do. We still in here strong. I want everybody to go to the Facebook store on August 26th, cop that No Remorse album. Trust me, you will not be disappointed. I ain't never put out nothing whack ever, you know, because I would never disrespect the consumer that way. So, you know, go to the Facebook store. You know, that's facebook.com/KnowTheBrand. August 26th, cop the album. You're going to love it. The We City Boys official video will be out next week, so just stay up on the website, and y'all gonna see what I do, man. So I got love for all of y'all, everybody, great, small, don't matter whether you rhyme or work at Walmart, you are real to me. You know what I'm saying? And just stay up. So Chalk, I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
All right. Bye.
Take care.
Yo, that was just the Brand that was on the air. He know I'm about to turn it up. We got R&B singer Espy coming in. Tonight's topic is motherfuckers and daddy fuckers. We're all fucking somebody, daddy or mama. And if you say you not, use a motherfucking lie, and the truth is nowhere near you. I am going to bring on my manager, Precious, and I would like to shout everybody out in the chat room. Don, Feel Great Radio, Martha with M3 PA Services, and I can never forget Slim Turk, the Canadian with the mysterious dick game, but we'll get back to that later. So I'm going to bring on Precious because I know she has some fucking disclaimers, and I haven't even started going in on artists yet. I've been on the show 28 minutes, and I consider myself to have been doing good. So we're going to bring Precious on. Hey, Precious.
Oh.
Precious, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. I wasn't.
Yes, did you hear it?
But I'm back.
Did you hear the topic?
Uh-uh. No.
Motherfuckers and daddy fuckers.
If I spit on my phone. And I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, I had to ask about the freestyle because, man, my head game is a felony. His mouth is a felony on the lyrics, y'all. Get your mind out the gutter on the lyrics. So, you know, I can't even try my brother like that. Like, no. I'm being so good. Aren't you proud of me?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Ecstatic. It has been a great show so far.
Yes, it has.
Fuckers.
Yeah, motherfuckers and daddy fuckers. See, what happened was today on Twitter, somebody retweeted with my name talking about they could never fuck somebody's mom. They just couldn't do it. And I'm like, what?
I mean, for 2026.
God, like, that's bullshit for the simple fact that all men are fucking somebody's mother. It depends on how old the kids are, but all men are motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just that's just how I felt. So what I'm going to do is, you know what? I gotta play this song. I gotta play "Pussy Is My Medicine." And then I'm gonna put you on mute because you're doing something. Hold on. What the hell is "Pussy Is My Medicine"? Okay, y'all. I'm gonna play "Pussy Is My Medicine" as soon as I can find it. Damn. Oh, "Pussy Is My Medicine."
Call a bitch's house and she don't tell her kind. my type.
My medicine. Whoa, I can't wait to play I Feel Great Radio's music. I'm going to play his Saturday. He sent it to me in the chat room, and I swear your shit better be on point, and it better be popular, or guess what? I'm going to blast you. And that's just me. Don't take it personal, but I just talk a lot of shit, and I'm a positive person, so therefore I like to have negative comments in my chat room unless I'm on the air talking shit about Rick Ross or fake-ass Jeezy. So getting back to my normally scheduled program, I want to play something else. Oh, yeah, I got to play this for all my New York cats. Warm on Chance, the remix. I know this is like one of those songs you haven't heard in a while, but I just love this song so much. So here we go.
DJ Opie.
What? That's right, that's right. Bad boy.
What? First things first, I pop freaks all the honey, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money. Those the ones I like, cause they don't get Nathan but penetration. Unless it smells like sanitation, garbage, I turn like doorknobs. Heart throb never, black and ugly as ever. However, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. Am I jam knocking to Mitsubishi? Girls peepee when they see me. Navajo creep me and they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friend Papa hit it, then split it in two. As I flow with the Junior Mafia, I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once the grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the second, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. To that song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Blow down dirty even like his brother Keenan Seaman. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. CD, me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Ripping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I'm just doing better than what everyone projected. I knew that I'd be hit with if you ask me how I feel, I'ma just tell you it's everything that I expected, bitch.
Hands up in the air.
One time for the west side, let me see them
hands up in the air.
And two times if you love good music.
Hands up in the air.
And three times for the baddest chick in the world who got a
hands up in the air.
Yeah. Nah,
I'ma hit the drink up.
Ballin' on a budget. Me and my people do it big out in public. Cause if you don't do it big, bitch, you ain't doing
and
nothing.
I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at
from, like, he from Detroit. That motherfucker is a lie. He from Birmingham. So if he tell y'all that and y'all have the opportunity to see him or ask him questions, ask that bitch why he lying. But anyway, I'm Gray Regan Espy. He's an R&B singer. I'm going to say he's from North Carolina because that's where he's at now. He's like an hour and a half from me, and I swear, if he sings for me live and he sounds as good as his tracks do, I swear, I will be making a road trip tonight to get me some. And y'all know I don't fuck the artists that come on my show, but I will make an exception with him. I'm just saying, though.
Wow. Wow. Only you, right? Did you have to call Big Sean out like that?
Because you know I got to keep it real on the show. I can't stand fucking liars. I mean, he's not up there in the category with Rick Ross and Jeezy, but he up there.
We had this.
And he don't give back to his city. That's fucked up. You don't give back.
I mean, in his personal standpoint, he got to do what's best for him, you know? It might not be time for him to do that just yet. It might be a marketing plan. Who knows?
Man,
I don't know. I'm trying to help him out.
Yeah, don't. You're
going to
create a hole for yourself.
I'm just trying to help him out. Shout out to Big Sean.
You're
going
to create a hole. You're going to create a hole. For real, just let it go. Just let it go. So how you doing?
Let's move.
How was that Frosty?
Good. Wonderful.
Just slid it down the back of your throat.
Nah, whoa, wait a minute now. Hey, not like that.
Nah, because when you
not
eat
like
ice
that.
Cream, you know it melts and it just goes down your throat. And it could be anything. It could be like a situation where you might be with a woman and she's a squirter and she might just shoot you real quick and it just goes back to your throat.
Okay, now if I said that and I said some slid down the back of my throat on the air, you know, then if we're going to be on that whole SB or something and that, I mean, but for a woman,
do you know how many females would be trying to come check for you and see about you?
Hopefully they, you know, hopefully they'll, if I did say something like that, they checking not to, you know, make sure I'm gay or nothing like that. Not nothing against the gay folks, but SB, you know, I only love the ladies. Only love the ladies.
Yeah,
only,
but, you
I
know,
do,
they
I love the
right.
too.
You know, Yeah, we're going to get back to that. Tell everybody who you are and what you do, because you're opening up a can of worms, and I'm not sure you're ready to go
hey,
down.
Man, hey, you, it's your boy Espy, man, here in Charlotte, North Carolina, originally from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Shout out to everybody back in Oklahoma, R&B artists. What can I say? Your resume speaks for itself. Mr. 106 and Park, Mr. BET Blazer Stays, Mr. Apollo, triple crown threat. Just do what I do, man. Love doing music and love making everything happen for everybody, you know.
Wow. That's crazy. How did you start singing?
I opened my mouth up and it just came out. I mean, I think I was like 4 or 5 years old and I was singing a Bon Jovi. I was riding going to the daycare. I remember that. And, like, the old person was listening to, like, Bon Jovi on the radio. And every morning they would play the same song all the time. And I just started belting out Bon Jovi. And I've just been doing it ever since. I know that sounds weird, but that's the truth. I swear to God.
Bon Jovi?
Yeah. I like rock. Be honest with you. I like rock and roll more than anything. Because, you know, there is no other music without rock and roll. It all goes back to the rock and roll. So I like White Snake, Motorhead, Guns N' Roses, all of that. I love it all. I love the Sticks. I mean, I love rock and roll. That's a little insight, you know?
Wow. I can't say I love rock and roll. I mean, I don't know. I need to open my mind up more about music. I think if I looked at music like I do with sex and fucking different nationalities, I would be so musically inclined right now.
You really would. Look at just like that. Look at it like sex. And you would just have a culture full of music. We're gonna use music in the form of male body parts. God damn it. Shit.
You just cussed, but you're going to say male body parts. You mean male dick, you know, the penis, the love
tag. Hey, man, long as I know I'm able to say what I really, really can say, yeah, like a male dick, for real, you know, look at it like that. You're in trouble every time.
I can't help it. My public made me this way. This is what they're expecting. You know, I can't go under the radar. That's just not something I do unless my grandmother is around. And, like, my grandmother had a birthday a couple of weeks ago, the last month.
Right.
And we had to give a speech. So, basically, I told my grandma, thank you for answering all the questions about the faggots and, you know, thank you for allowing me to slap you on your butt and then jiggle. I'm still going to take you to the club before you leave this earth. And everybody's mouth just dropped. And my kids were so embarrassed that I was their mom. They was like, no, this bitch didn't. And I'm like, yeah, me and my grandma got an open relationship. Shit, she knows I'm fucking.
Obviously,
like,
it's
I'm open.
Wide open by the sounds of it. Wide open.
You know, all people respect honesty. So, you know, no
hey,
sugarcoat
man.
Nothing. So, I mean, I can't help it.
I love a woman to be honest anyway. I mean, express what's on yourself, on your mind, express your feelings, express your thoughts, because if not, I mean, you're not being real, so I like that. I mean, tell it like it is. You want to take it to the strip club? Hey, a stack on me. Just tell me when to spend it.
I know that's right. Be like, So, do you like, what kind of woman do you like?
Wow. I mean, I'm not. I like a woman to be unique. She needs to be very unique. She can't be the norm. She got to be outside the norm. She got to be able to, she got to keep me intrigued mentally and also physically. She got to have a wild side, but just solely with me. You know, when we alone or whatnot. Don't be crazy out and about because, you know, people watch. But, you know, in the bedroom, I'm the only one watching, so that's how it's got to be. But that's the type of woman I like. I mean, I don't discriminate towards none.
Oh, wow.
No,
I see that.
Nah, no.
Now, since you said that.
She can't have a lot of body hair. That's the only rule. No body hair.
Also, she got to shave and be bald.
Oh, man.
Sort of like me and Chica.
I just know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I gave her a name, and it's tattooed right on top. So, I mean,
wow.
I have to shave so people can see it, so they can, so I can introduce them to Chica, so they can really know that I'm not lying.
Shake hands with Chica and all of that good shit, you know?
Chica only likes kisses.
Got you. Understandable. Note to self.
Yeah. Yeah, she likes kisses. When people meet Chica, she likes for them to get up close and say, hi, Chica, and kiss her.
Oh, so she's like one of them Paris chicks, one of them French chicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got you. Kiss both sides of the chicken. All right, got you. Boom. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then from the kiss, it'll stem to something else. With the good wood.
Got you.
<it. laughs>
Wow.
It's not my fault. I mean, I can't help it. It's just something about an R&B singer, because I have a lot of rappers on. But when you get an R&B singer, y'all go through
right.
so much because, you know, it's not like a rapper. It's like
mm-hmm.
you don't got to worry about freestyling, because most rappers are like, yo, I need a beat. You know, give me a crazy beat. With a true R&B singer, they can do anything a cappella.
Always. I mean, no auto-tune. I mean, I hate that thing. If you consider yourself a singer, you got to be able to sing always off top. I mean, it's not so much to prove yourself, but it's just showing that you really do have that talent as an artist to be able to sing whenever the time calls, you know what I'm saying? As long as you're not sick or whatever the situation may be, you just got to be able to do it. Now, for rappers, I'm impressed with their talent, you know what I'm saying, because I can't rap a present. I mean, the only time I can rap is if I've had a lot to drink, but I'm impressed with what they do. Yeah, I'm super impressed with what they do, because, I mean, to take a beat and be able to alter their words to it as well as they do at the drop of a dime, that's talent. But there's a lot of singers who bust out, start singing. Nah, they lose, like, 60% of their fans as soon as they go a cappella.
Wow. I know, because you'd be like, I'm going to take it, Rico Barino. Like, I don't know what it is
wow.
I have with him, but, like, when you hear him on certain things, you're like, oh, the song with the dude with the tattoo on his face, like a crackhead, Young LA, Young LA, whatever.
Yeah.
Futuristic, you know, his
yeah,
vocal was
futuristic.
Okay.
I never understood that song. I never understood that. I was lost. I mean, I don't get it.
The video was crazy. I mean, it's like, you know, so I'm like, okay, Rico, you know, you got to be able to sing with a daddy like Joe. You know what I'm saying? So I went
mm-hmm.
to my first comedy show, and he was there. First of all, I was so shocked that he was fat. I mean, he was just beyond fluffy. I mean, fluffy when I'm like borderline fat. He was just fat. I ain't even gonna lie.
He was teddy bear status, man.
Yeah, like when you lay down, that shit lay down with him. Or like if you're going to get on top
yeah.
of a ride and you like trying to get some leverage, whatever you pushing up, it's just going to go up. You know what I'm saying?
He got kickstands on the side.
He started singing.
I know what you're talking. I've seen it. I mean, but, you know, you saying it to perfection, so you don't need me to co-sign.
Yeah, that shit was horrible. I stuck around at the end of the comedy show so I could hear him sing. His voice
uh-huh.
was hoarse. He was drunk. I'm like, oh, my God. And put you in mind
ooh.
Of a brother when he was on the show, and he was at a bar or something. He was just so fucking toe down that it wasn't even funny. It wasn't even cute. It was just like, damn, even though I got in free, it made you want to get your
yeah.
money back.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I can't do it. I will never buy a ticket. I was going to try to get him on the show, but I can't because I would not be nice.
I mean, you're not nice ever, but that's just your character. you just smart off at the mouth. But that's why a lot of people love you. I love you.
I know. I speak what other people think or are afraid to say. Because that's the luxury of freedom of speech. You can say whatever
right.
fuck you want to. And I'm not lying about anybody because it's in black and white. And you can Google it. And if you know people
Google
that live in the cities with people.
Google everything, so yeah.
Yes.
You
like,
Google
I Googled celebrity net worth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rick Ross is only his net worth is $20 million. You're quiet. That's not a ball.
I mean, hey, my opinion on that, I can't. Yeah, you know, business wise, my opinion doesn't matter when it comes to that right there. So really, hey. It is what it is, you know? I mean, he's blessed in many ways, but, yay, could be better. Could be better.
Okay, he's blessed in many ways. I'm about to show everybody why you blessed. For those of y'all that are listening, please, if you're on Twitter, go look at the pictures that I'm running. This dude is blessed with some sexy-ass lips. Oh, my God. He has nice hands. They're nicely manicured. Don't look like he got no kind of fucking calluses on them and stuff like that. So he can hold your head and sing to you and make your panties wet. You know what? Let me go ahead and play this song before I have to go take a shower in the middle of my show, make a long-ass commercial break.
You go ahead, and then I'll just handle everything while you're gone. Whatever works
Ooh.
Out for you, I got you.
Okay, you know, you're an hour away, so if you go ahead and get in your car and you do like 85, 90, you'll be here in 45 minutes and time enough to wash my back.
Got you. From the top
yeah.
to the bottom. I got you.
Yeah, you can handle that. Yeah, that's handling everything right there. I won't put everything else out. That's for our pay-per-view scene, you know what I mean?
Hey, already $39.99, just like WWE, getting it in.
You know what I'm saying? It'll be a bestseller. Man, that'll be on demand,
bestseller.
Like real quick.
Oh,
here is
yeah.
Erasing You by SP.
Erasing
yeah.
You, hey. Erasing You.
Hey.
Everything has all come to this. You and me signing papers, calling it quits. You saying you can't keep on going on like this. So I don't have the patience for no more of this. The argument pointing the finger to blame. Give you all of my love, carry my last name. My past just that behind me, not here. So with that, it's time I say to I'm on my
Up, what are you erasing? Well, I mean, what did she do to make you erase her ass?
That concept was originated from my divorce or whatnot. So it's basically whenever you're done and it's a wrap, it's a done dollar. Instead of lingering on, instead of letting them think that they're always gonna have a piece of you or whatnot, the best way to get over somebody is just erase them. So everything never existed, nothing. The marriage, the problems, the headaches, the heartache, none of that, it doesn't exist anymore. Because once it's gone and you're moving forward, there's no purpose in having all that extra baggage. So erase their ass, get rid of them. Scrap
now, them. See, that's easy to do unless you got kids by the motherfuckers and the kids look like them. Because I've been divorced 14 years.
I ain't got no kids. No kids.
Husband.
I'm sorry. No kids.
Oh, my
no
God.
Kids.
My son is starting
no
to look like me, but see, yeah, so, yeah, I feel you on that, because I erased his ass, but then I started looking at my son like, damn, your daddy had to have some good dick, because if I knew then what I knew now, fuck that shit, but I'm glad you here, but your daddy ain't shit.
but that's the thing, I mean, obviously you ain't erased him, because granny, you got a blessing out of it, you got your child and everything, but at the same time, you still cut that ass short, because that's an accessory, not a necessity, that's how I look at it.
Oh, you got a point there. You got a point
exactly there.
So that goes to the topic of the night.
Wow, man. Yeah, let's
motherfuckers
get on that.
Motherfuckers and daddy fuckers. And
yeah.
Like I was telling you, that came off of Twitter. Because somebody said they could never fuck somebody's mother. They a motherfucking lie. Everybody
is fucking.
I mean,
you had to break that down for me, man.
Okay. Everybody is fucking and having kids at early ages. You got people having kids at the age of 12, 13, 14 on up. So it ain't too
Hell
many
no.
females you going to meet that ain't got no kids. So therefore, you are fucking somebody's mother. Okay, you might be able to be like, yo, I can't fuck my homeboy's mom or, you know, something like that.
Come out. I probably could. It's a couple of them. I ain't going to say their names. I ain't going to say my homeboy's name, but I probably could. I probably could. Just any of my close homeboys, keep your mama on lock, because you never know. I might have had a crush on them when I was younger. They might have got a crush on me now that Espy is all grown up and shit.
Oh, wow. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. But I ain't named no names. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to name none of the homeboys' names, but I was looking at your mamas at the sleepovers and everything, you know. But it's cool. They just hit me up on Facebook or Twitter or whatnot.
Wow. Could I fuck any of my friends' daddies? Nah, because I couldn't do it. I could fuck somebody's daddy, but just not none of my friends. Yeah.
It's got to be at least one in your past. It's got to be one in your past. You got to be think about it long and hard. We'll come back on it if you can't think off top, but I know it's got to be one.
No, because most of my friends have some ugly-ass daddies. I was like...
All right, they stepdaddy did. They stepdaddies did. They step the stepdaddy. Shit, I don't know about you, man. I didn't have some.
See, men is different because most men can pretty much fuck anything.
That's not true. I can't mess with just anything. You know what I'm saying? She's got to be groomed, right, respectable, on point, in and out of the bedroom. And then inside the bedroom, she got to bring her A game. So I can't just fuck anything walking around. No, I'm very particular. I mean, she ain't got to be supermodel status, but she got to be a 4.5, close to a 5-star, you know what I'm saying? I'll take a 4-flat.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Because if a brother running around talking about he'll mess with any and everything, you know what I'm saying, that's a desperate man. I ain't desperate. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to put myself out there to be desperate to just mess with any and everything walking around. Neither should a woman do that with a man.
Wow. I mean, I don't know, but I just tell people, especially this one chick today, she was like, she don't want to fuck somebody that everybody else done had. That's going to happen unless she go find her fucker out of the country, and then hell, they fucked them over there.
That's true.
All I'm going to say is I'm a fuck and... I ain't going to be greedy because I know pussy and dick is recycled so much these days that I'm going to fuck, I'm going to smash and move. So after I fuck you, I'm not really trying to lay around and be all hugged up and, you know, we talk about some making love. I don't love your ass. You don't love me. I might love the size of your dick. I love how your dick makes me feel. And I love how I busted a big ass nut on your dick. Then after I get my nut and you get yours, then either I'm going to get up and take a shower and go, or you're going to wash your nuts and dick and go. And that's we out of time.
This is what we do. Since you just came up with that, you and me, we're going to start this thing called Team Smash and Go. We're going to just put that on Twitter. That's going to be our tag team name right there, Team Smash and Go.
Okay.
I like
and
that.
I'll send some smashable holes your way, and you can send some smashable dicks my way, and we might be able to work it out.
Because
I'm in desperate need of some dick right now. I need some dick right now. I ain't even going to lie. I ain't even going to front. Like, I think I had some dick last Sunday, and it was cool. Then I had some, like, 2 weeks prior to that. But I don't fuck like that. So now I was on Adult Space last night, and I was looking at some dicks, and, you know, I kind of felt a little tingly and shit. And I'm to the point where, woo, I need some dick, you know. I've been talking to this cat in New York, and I'm really trying to go up there because, you know, he's an athlete and everything like that. And I want
him to
beat the pussy up.
What they got to do with anything?
His stamina.
Just because he's an athlete
stamina.
Don't mean nothing. No,
I think he was a football player because, you know, football players and basketball players, they don't fuck. They just lay back and, like, let you do it. But somebody, like, that's, like, vigorous and active, you know what I'm saying, like a track runner or boxer or MMA.
That's what I was. I ran track.
Wrestler.
I ran track.
Well, then come
I
run up in
vigorous.
The sushi then. How about you run to the sushi? Come on.
I'm going to do the 800 around in it, right? I'll do the 800, two laps. She said 2 laps. You are off the chain.
Oh, my.
Hey, I'm going to send you some of the homies from Oklahoma. Hey, man, I'm going to send you some of that down south of the homeboys, see what they can give you. I'm going to put in a good word.
Wow.
So So, Day-Day, Marcus, all y'all knuckleheads, there you go. Holla at her. She good people.
Hell, all I got to do is look at my damn site, and then, shit, it'll speak for itself. And for the record,
hey, I'm a big fan of the site, me personally.
But
I'm a big fan of
the site. I'm not getting fucked in the ass. We're just doing, whatchamacallit? You know what I'm saying? We were, he was just hitting it from the back.
Got you.
Yeah, so I have to, yeah, because motherfucker's slumping down, I can take it.
Gotcha. Whatever you
okay,
say,
now.
I'm going to take your word on it.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Matter of fact, let me see. I got to play this one with you and Jay Holiday because I remember when I was on Facebook and you have put it out. I was like, what? Him and Jay? Wow.
Yeah.
Two sexy motherfuckers making, like, y'all performing together, I swear, Victoria's Secret, it'll be like Victoria's Secret on the fucking stage. I have so many fucking draws, thongs, teabags, crotchless panties. Fucking granny panties, boxers.
Nah, you
like,
can keep those.
No, like the boxer briefs, like for the girls, because females like to wear boxers too. Like it's nothing like putting on your man boxers and a wife beater, walking around the house and just chilling, waiting for Sunday football to come on. You're going to cook some wings, sitting in the living room with the flat screen, and you just talking,
okay,
and in between,
right,
you know, halftime. Smash and suck or lick, then finish up, look at the rest of the game, wait for the second part, like the late game, the 4 o'clock game, do the same thing all over. See, I'm good with this right here. You know what I'm saying?
What football
so,
games you watch, girl? I ain't never seen that. I need to be at a football party where you at, me, because that right there, that's
man,
totally different.
I promise you, when I go to a football party this year, I'm make sure I have me a dude. I'm trying to fuck in front of everybody. I'm trying to fuck, like, for real. Like, that's one of my fantasies,
wow,
to fuck my dude in front of his friends or make him call them and they hear me tear his ass up or him tear my ass up, but they just know, like, them motherfuckers right there, they be fucking. Yeah.
Straight fucking. Just like that. I ain't mad at you, man. We get
you
a lot of response from this song. Me and Jay Holiday have. I mean, females are going crazy regarding it. I mean, he got some that just solely want to be with him, and then I got some that solely want to be with me. Then we get those crazy ones like yourself that say, hey, give me both of y'all. So either way, everybody's getting satisfied on the track, man. So
Well,
me and Jay Holiday, we just happy y'all love it.
You know what? I would have to say I would fuck you before Jay Holiday, because when Jay Holiday came down here, he fucked this chick that my son used to mess with, and that bitch had a hairy ass. My son was like, Jay must have fucked you in the dark.
Wow. See, what I tell you, I don't do the hair thing. I don't do hair.
Yeah.
I don't do hair.
So we know he's a hairy ass fucker. So,
hey, you may be speaking on Holiday like this. Shout out to Jay Holiday, man. I don't care what my girl on the phone is saying. You still my dude. I'll fuck with you.
I mean, he's sexy.
If you do, you do. You don't, you don't. I ain't mad at you, bruh. You getting yours. That's all that matters.
He got some pussy that night. She cute.
Yeah.
She's thicker than a motherfucker. But I just guess, you know, if he just did the missionary and she rode, then, I mean, it was cool. But if he hit it from the back,
yeah,
I mean, that shit could have irritated his dick, especially if he shave or trim it up. But if he hairy down there,
that's
too,
a must. You
got to
do
matter.
That. As a male, you got to do that, man. You got to do that shit.
Not all men do that.
I don't know why. It should be a government rule for every single man to do that.
It's not. And matter of fact, before I play the song, I'm going to introduce you to my co-host. She was swinging on a pole at night. I know you're like, yeah, right. But nah, seriously, she be doing pole dancing. No, not no dicks, but she seriously be teaching pole dancing. She used to be a dancer, and she's my bestie, and she's freaky, and we're both going to do a nude shoot together, and we're looking for some dick to fuck together. I'm going to bring her to my freaky world of bicuriousness. So, hi, Princess May.
Wow.
How are you?
Woo! Wow.
Did I just throw
That's
you under the bus?
That's why I won't drink around your ass. Yes.
You ain't got to drink. Hello? I'm so smooth with it. I'll talk you about your pussy. I'm like a dude. And talking
no,
to Espy, listening to his songs, girl, I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot. Nate, did you see the picture? He is so
okay.
fine. Look.
Okay, I need to see the picture first. Does he have a twin brother?
No,
I don't. Do you have a brother?
I ain't got no twin brother. I got a
Do
brother,
you have a
but
brother?
He doesn't look anything like me. Yeah, I got
oh,
a
well,
brother.
Oh, well, hell no, that's okay. I'm good.
You know what, Nate? I'll sit this one out. Just for this, I'll take one for the team. I'll fuck Jay. I will fuck Jay.
I'll listen to you talk about the hairy ass fucker. You mean to tell me that you're going to fuck the hairy ass fucker? Oh, no. That's a no.
My
no,
ass ain't hairy. I don't believe in hair. I don't believe in hair. Chica is bald like a motherfucker. Oh, damn, Nate. I just tweeted it. I didn't at you. But while you're catching up on everything, I'm going to play this song by him and Jay Holiday. This song is so cool. Hold on one second.
Well,
here we go.
And I have some news for you. She is slowly but surely releasing my photos from the lingerie shoot, so I do have another for you.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Wow.
Here we go.
Yeah. Girl, I wanna go home with you. Girl, I wanna go home with you. Been thinking on how I'm gonna get you. All night love making's what I wanna do. Essentially everything you can give to me, girl. I want it, you got it. I wanna taste your cookies and your cream. If you let me, mama, I'ma make you eat between your knees. You gon' scream, you gon' moan, late night to the early morn. Let's celebrate a holiday.
Mr. DJ, put the record on.
She's so fine, I wanna
take her home.
She been taking shots at Episode. Up and I'm pinning down your legs. Number one spot, 'cause I'm the best. Never ever want the rest.
you, do you, do you. That's my joint, man. I like that joint. That's my shit.
That shit is nice.
I want to go home with somebody.
Hey, come on. Let's go.
No, well, let's work it. You got to follow me back first before you can take me
there
anywhere.
Ain't no problem. Hey, let's make it happen. We can meet in the middle and everything will work out.
Well, let's work it
out,
baby.
Shit. That's what's
like
up. I got to find this dude's information in my DM because he wants me to prank call his best friend. Oh, there you go. I need the dude's name.
Because
he emailed me the info. This is going to be funny, Nate, because the situation is his best friend is a rapper, and he really wants to work with somebody famous, right? So I'm going to call him be somebody famous manager, and, you know, we're going to try to collab something, and then I'm going to throw in that sex shit.
Oh, wow.
You're going to fuck his head off. You're going to mess his head all the way up.
That's what we do.
Wow.
Man,
that would hurt my feelings if that ever happened to me, man. That would hurt my feelings. As an artist, that would really hurt my feelings. It might turn me on, but it would actually hurt my feelings.
We kiss it and make it feel better.
Hey, now we good. Now we straight. I'm easy.
See?
I'm easy. You know,
are
man,
you
going to
kiss
I'm
the boo-boo and
easy.
Make it better?
Yes. Yes.
Right. I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to hold you to that one.
All right.
Oh, Nate kissing boo boos. Nate kissing boo boos. Ooh,
you
wee.
Know it. He gets some princess kisses.
Man, why you want them old damn buttermilk kisses?
Kidding me. I have strawberry kisses, baby.
Really?
Heck yeah.
I never got any.
I know you I ask won't either.
Just for that. Who daddy you fucking? Because everybody, the topic of tonight, because you was on Twitter, is motherfuckers and daddy fuckers.
Well, a couple of them. Do you want me to go down the list? I mean, that's
all. No, but I mean, but you understand
well,
that
you
they
know, I can go
other
so
people
far as
for
to say somebody's granddaddy. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Well, you know what? I can't say nothing because grandparents are younger now than they was back in the day. So
they
it's
are.
Not like
they're
I'm telling you
only like
50-something
years old. So that doesn't really classify him as a grandfather.
So you fucked a 50-something year old? Damn, I fucked one too. So he wasn't
exactly.
Nobody.
And it was good. Not only did I, but a whole lot of times. He made my toes curl. He made me want to put my leg in the back of my head. So...
You's a nasty
kudos. Hey, man, shout out to the homeboy who fixed up Homegirl, man. Shout out to that dude, whoever he is. I got to salute that man. You got this girl on the radio talking about it.
Heck, yeah. I sent him a shout out, but after I got done, he got to get the hell out and get on his merry little way. It wasn't good enough to go back to
the smash and move. Smash and move right there.
That's
the third member right there. We're growing in numbers. Look how fast we're growing. Get ready, man. Team smash and go. We're doing it real big. Third member. Right
there. When you see that, you already know what it is. Smash and go. When you see that hashtag.
Team smash and go.
Team smash and go. We own it.
Man, this dude needs to send me his fucking the name so I can do this prank call. I'm so fucking ready. Like, I'm so geeked up right now.
Like, who you going to represent? Who you going to say you is?
Oh, you know what? Who should I say?
You got to make it, like, you got to make it really believable. Be like, you a manager for like, Gucci Man or something like that. There you go.
Yeah.
You want a Gucci Man's representative.
Oh, yeah.
You see me
instigating he's trying to get his good name back. You know, he just got out of jail, so he's willing to work with people that don't have a baller budget.
You know,
wow.
I'm willing to be one for the team.
Did you just go there with it? Did you just go there on the budget thing? Did you have to just go there on the budget?
Because most people are like, I can't afford Gucci. And actually, if you got some weed, if you got some good smoke, you might be able to.
Man, you can give Gucci some ice cream by the looks of it, and he'd be fine.
That's the scary part. You're right. That is the very scary part. Yeah, give Gucci some ice cream. He's straight. Get him some exotic. Get him some Crippy, some blueberry kush, some orange kush, some cotton candy, some willow. Now, I don't smoke, but, you know, I just have to have friends to do. That's why I'm so knowledgeable on the different brands and stuff like that. You know, I try to stay in touch with everything. Yes, yes, I got to stay in touch with everything. Yeah. And then just don't piss him off and be a female in the car. Because he will put your ass out. I mean, just so you know.
Wow.
He's like one of those types, you know? You know what, SB, I really want to hear something live. I mean, like, are you in the mood to serenade Princess Nay?
I got you before we done. I promise you. I got you before we done. I just finished eating dinner. So let me
digest. Yeah, because he had a frosty. It wasn't a vanilla. It was a chocolate because I didn't hear you say what kind.
It was vanilla. It was vanilla.
Oh. Wow. Vanilla is so good. It tastes homemade. Oh, shit. Nate, you could have told me that this bitch fight was loud.
Oh, my bad.
I have to check this out later.
I'll just turn the music off.
Hey, look. I'm turned on right now because I'm thinking about my New York buddy. I was supposed to shout somebody out on the radio tonight, and I can't remember. My mind is all fucked up. Shouts out to Ariel Judah. Shouts out to Boogie and DA, my little partners in crime. Shouts out to Mr. GA Cricket Dick Ass that ain't on the line tonight so I can talk as much shit about your old fake ass as I want to and don't have to worry about no back talk.
Mr. GA was going in for his woman. You know, he needed to be dewormed because old men have worms.
I forgot about that.
Think about said that he had worms that he gave him worms, so he had to go in and get treated for that. That's why he's not on the line today, my bad.
Oh, yeah, he had to go to the vet for that. You're right, I understand.
Yeah.
He don't go to the doctor, he goes to the vet. That's where all dogs go. Shout out to Slim Turk. And for those of y'all that are too scared to call in and discuss the topic about motherfuckers and daddy fuckers, I'll just say all men are motherfuckers because y'all are quick to fuck something before a female will. I mean, that's just real talk. What the hell? Man, hold on. This shit is popping up all over the place. This is not good. Man, it must really want me to see your ass. Man,
yes.
My volume is taking forever to, okay, come on. Oh, my gosh, this is not good. I don't even know this whole singing. It's not part of the show. This is my disclaimer. Oh, thank God. Woo. Finally, mute. Who is that? Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. What the hell? Okay, where is it coming from? Where the hell is it coming from?
Just close the window, fool.
I don't even know what window it's open in.
Wow.
I know, right?
Computer off.
That's crazy. Get
the computer off.
Man, you know what, SB? You were part of the home team. Don't let my co-host get you fucked up and thrown under the bus.
Jeez.
Hey,
I'm
cool.
Hearing
it's
a mad
cool.
fuck up, man. I'm telling you, a mad fuck up going on here. So you better watch it.
Well, we're going to play Even Swamp by SB.
Wow. Yeah, that's my joint. I like that one.
Can we take it slow, babe? Tiptoeing to me so smooth, sitting on the edge of the bed, anticipation, knowing I ain't gotta hold back from my temptations. Push me with one finger, I found out easily. Saddle up, seductive light, you're crawling down on me. Gently, you run my face down to my chest. Work your way back up and slowly to my neck.
Public service tweet. That listening to his music makes me wanna call somebody up to fuck the shit out of me right now. Like, really. That is awesome. Like, Your
you should
voice
see the video
just,
to that.
Like,
you should see the video to that one.
I did. Oh, trust
no, you,
me.
You couldn't. No. You ain't seen that one yet.
What,
it ain't been released yet.
Show?
That one right there is coming out on WorldStar within the next month.
Okay, but what was the one that you had with the slideshow with the different, the little sexual nature?
Oh, man. Okay. That was the promo video for it, just getting people ready so they could hear the song and all of that good stuff. So that was just a little teaser. But the real video, my, it's crazy. Half the word sexy. I mean, I have to say it's hot.
Wow. Damn, I can't wait if you're doing it like that. Holy shit.
We doing it like that. You're going to like that one. I'm going to put it like that. You might have to put that in your little 3 a.m. video clips for when you up late night and you ain't got your special partner.
Oh, when I finally decide to get a toy and stick it in my pussy and make it squirt out, that kind of even swamp. Like I'm swamping the toy for the dick, and then when I get some dick. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Wow. I have a question for you. Someone wants to know how old are you?
I am 26 years old.
Ooh, do you like older women?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. notice I said that very fast. Yes, I do. With my man voice. Yes, I do.
You just joined another team. Team Manish.
I like
already. Team Manish in the building. Team Smash and Go in the building.
Oh my gosh. You know, I gotta play this other one, cause you know I gotta get you in the mood to give me, like, you know what I'm saying. And you know what's crazy? Well, I'm going to ask you this, because I mean, I'll never get to ask nobody. Why is it when black people find out somebody can sing, why is it the first song they ask a black man or a black woman to sing is Eye on the Sparrow?
I have no earthly fucking clue. I hate that song. With every bit of my body, I hate that damn song.
That's
it.
Like one of them songs, like, when you can sing, you can sing or whatever, but it's just
right.
Like, everybody be like, because at my grandmother's birthday, my 6-year-old grandson, I guess he decided he can sing now, and he sings Eye on the Sparrow, and he wouldn't sing, because I promise you, if that little boy couldn't sound right, grandson or not, I'd have been like, don't you ever sing that shit again. What the hell wrong with your mom and daddy for lying to you?
Exactly.
No,
I mean, that's just how people get down. They expect you, I mean, that's like the old black way of telling if somebody can really sing or not. Nah, fuck that. I ain't singing that song, and I ain't singing nobody else's shit except for mine. Point blank, period.
That's only because that's the only song that all them niggas know the lyrics to, and they actually know how it goes. Because, you know, anybody that's ever been in a church has heard that song.
But that's one of them songs you have to have the right voice. Have you not seen Sunday Best on BET and how they butcher that song?
They got some whacked out, cracked out ass people. This here is not up to par. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it never was up to par. It's a whole bunch of yelling. I'm going on record and saying it. That show is not certified. That's not official. No, leave that show alone. It's garbage.
But isn't that Kirk Franklin's way of finding new booty?
I think so. I think it is.
I'm not co-signing that one. Hell no, you're not getting
me. I'm co-signing that one. Yes, I believe so. That one I have to co-sign on. That is official. So yes.
I mean,
Team Smash and Go.
He's a Christian wannabe R. Kelly. He had his bout with porn. He was addicted to porn. So, I mean, even you get clean.
Hey, don't knock him for that. Don't knock him for that. That's a good addiction.
I mean, he was honest about it. I mean, look at Billy Graham. He had
the porn addictions is what keeps you employed. So you be happy about that one.
No. But niggas wanting to buy pussy keeps me employed.
Wow.
Niggas and asses keep me employed. that way, then they'll finally get it. So, no, thirsty employees keep me employed.
So your ass better step it up to the game or get the fuck on. That's all I can say.
Yes.
Man.
So, you know.
Team Smash and Go is going in right now.
I mean, that's all I can say. I mean, I'm just saying, though, you know, that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? And what's crazy is people always talk shit about New York niggas. New York niggas don't mind paying for what they want. Like, for real, if they got to fly you to them to fuck you for 2 hours, give you a few stacks, take you shopping, as long as they busted that nut, they are happy. Then, you know, they might be sad to see you leave because, you know, and they did get hard again. They might want some, you know, some more imported pussy. But I have to say, Brooklyn niggas be the best.
Wow.
Yeah, they imported it up there. You know what I'm saying? And they honest about it.
At all.
I mean, I can't lie. I mean, I just have to be honest. And so while y'all are marinating on that, I'm going to play Morning Love. To me, this song has so many meanings. Morning Love is me rolling over, looking at my future man that I'm looking at on Twitter, and his dick is hard, and I slide down the covers, and I take his dick, and I put it in my mouth.
Man of the moment. I said, your future man, a man of the moment.
Nah, I'm making my future man, and you just fucked up my whole thought process of how I was going to give him some felony head. Now, see, fuck you. Now I have to play the song. Morning Love. Thanks, Nate.
Welcome.
I'm not afraid to
Wow.
That's my shit right there.
That's something serious. You got some lungs on you.
Thank you very much. You should see the video. Now, you can't see that video on YouTube. Just type in Morning Love SB and you'll see that one right there. Very sexy. Very, very hot, exotic. I'm the milkman, so I deliver the milk. I mean, what your man won't do, the milkman will do. I promise that.
Do you drop a load of milk in her, on her? I mean...
That's the behind-the-scenes footage that nobody got to see.
I'll answer that question for you later, baby.
Oh, you going to be the reference?
Yeah, I'll be the reference.
Wow. Now, if you just know you can't tap out. You cannot tap out. You can't tap out.
I'll do. I don't tap out. I know you're telling him he can't tap out, right?
Yeah, I'm telling him he can't tap out.
I promise you that.
Ooh.
I never will. I promise you that.
And she got some pretty feet. She got some cute little toes, SB.
Hey, man, that's a plus. That's the number one thing that gets me right there. They got to be on point. They got to be on point.
Now, this dude would hit me 8 minutes into the damn show talking about his name is LB. He gonna have to wait
for
go Friday.
Get that in. Come on, let's go. Let's get him.
Okay,
I gotta do this.
Hold on. Damn it.
This shit is gonna be hilarious.
Okay, let me get the number out of my email.
You the manager of Gucci Man. You the manager for Gucci Man.
Okay, hold on.
You gotta say burr. You gotta say burr a couple of times too. I'm serious. That right there, that's official. That's how he know.
Okay, I'm about to call him, and I'm about to put y'all on hold.
Hello.
Can I speak to LB?
This me.
Hey, LB, how you doing? My name is Francis Smith, and I'm Gucci Mane's manager. Your friend submitted you in a contest to get a verse with Gucci, and you won.
Wait, you who, manager?
I'm Gucci's manager, Gucci Mane.
Oh, for real?
Yes, Burr.
Oh, my God.
Your friend submitted you. And, I mean, we picked your name, and you won.
Oh, my God. Wait, so what does this mean?
This means you get to be featured on the verse with him, and don't worry about the budget. It's not going to cost you anything like that. It's like a charity thing that Gucci is doing.
Oh, my God. So... When I get to do this? Oh, my God.
We're going to set it up for next weekend. I can't remember because I don't have everything in front of me. What city and state are you in?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay, that's not too far. I mean, I'm not going to ask you to drive. We will set up all the travel arrangements and everything like that. The only catch is Gucci is a very wild person, like not in a bad way or anything like that. He has lots of bitches that like to be up under him. So with you doing this feature with Gucci, you're going to have a lot of pussy coming your way.
I'm going to have what?
You're going to have a lot of pussy coming your way. I'm just a very straight up and forward person. I don't cut any corners or anything like that. So do you have a problem fucking like two or three hoes?
No, I don't.
You can bring a homeboy because, you know, it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. So, I mean, it's just like go in the studio. OK, okay, you're going to go in the studio, y'all going to lay down the track, and it's going to be a lot of females in there. You'll probably be getting your dick sucked and whatever. Whatever it is that you want a female to do, she will be there to do that.
Oh, my God. And Gucci going to be sitting right there.
Yeah. Burr.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm trying. Oh, my God. Is there any way I can, like, talk to him?
You'll be able to talk to him next week. Because he's about to, he's actually on the road doing a show with Frenchie.
Oh, mama! Damn, mate. Oh, my God. I'm about to cry.
Oh, don't cry. Don't cry, don't cry. Please don't cry. Cry when that bitch sucks. Cry when you get your dick sucked and they swallow and you're in the studio making a hot ass track. You can cry then for pleasure.
Is it gonna be some fine, like, big booty bitches?
Man, we got the baddest hoes on our team.
Oh.
Yes. You okay over there?
Hmm.
You okay?
Yeah. I'm just so happy.
Oh my, don't cry. Don't cry. What I'm gonna do is, if you can give me your email address, I'll send you the information over.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Skateboard3000@yahoo.com.
Okay, skateboard3000@yahoo.com. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get off the line, and I'm going to send you a confirmation email with all the information in there, and then you can respond back to me, okay?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And remember, Burr!
Man, I can't even laugh at that. I feel bad, old dude. Now I feel bad. Y'all some bust ass niggas.
His best friend, did that.
Did I tell you earlier? It just messed up. You would make him cry. I told you would make that man cry. Why you do that?
What?
I'm gonna make you cry.
Well, that's fine. You know, that's fine. But you know, I'm gonna just yell out, "Burr!" That's just me. You know what I'm saying? And you can send that to my email. You can send that to my email too. Since y'all send this shit to people's email.
You need a confirmation email.
I need a confirmation email.
I'm going to get killed.
Somebody can really hate you for doing them prank calls one day, but that shit is funny as hell. She said, "And remember, Burr." Man.
But if he gets somebody, he needs to get his friend. His friend was foul for putting him up like that. That's wrong. That is wrong.
But he cried. He yelled for his mama. So he lives with his mama.
Oh, wow.
He was probably sitting in his little studio in his room, and he's like probably 24, 25, and he's yelling for his mama because he's going to go do a track with Gucci Man and yell, "Burr."
Wow. That is so flawed. I mean, what would you do if she called you like that?
If somebody called me like that, I probably would have just bust out laughing because I know that's some bullshit.
I know. He needs to hang up and call the damn number back, man. Boy, please.
He can't because the switchboard is gone. The switchboard is gone. You can't call in or nothing.
Oh, damn. Damn.
No. Oh, my God, yo. I think that was like one of the best.
Don Calypso wants to kick your ass. He said, oh, that's the
hey, man, I just
want to
see the clips. I just want to see the clips of the studio session, man, because that sounds like it's going to be off the chain.
Oh, God. His best friend is like, OMG, that's so damn funny. Thank you. You're going to put it on YouTube soon, and he'll be okay.
That was his best friend. I need to know this.
Fly Guy James underscore Fly Guy James.
Man, hey, Fly Guy James, dog, you are off the chain for that one. But I like the way you think. You know, I like the way you think, man. That's how you play a trick on the home. So
okay,
if you type of
brother, tweet out with his name in it so I can follow him. Whoever this dude is, he's just flaw. That's just wrong.
Fly Guy James is a gangster.
Oh, man. That's the kind of shit that's going to make his best friend, LB, going to fuck him up.
That's gonna mess up his mind, man. He ain't going to ever be able to do music ever again.
Oh.
You just messed that whole man's career up right there in like 3 minutes. But it was funny as hell.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, yo. Oh, I got to tell my kids about this one. In the chat room, Slim Turk is like telling his mama he won a fucking contest. That's a joke, shit.
Man.
He's like,
man.
He wants no orgasm. He's fucking crying his brains off right now. Calling his girlfriend, saying he won't be home. Like, oh, man. He was like,
he said,
I would shoot my best friend if I got a call from anyone from G Unit. Oh, God. I can't wait to hear my stupid ass song about some burr. Oh, God. We are officially in the after show. Oh, my goodness, yo.
I'm wrong for that.
People are going to think I'm so bad.
You are.
That was fucked up. I just thought I'd tell you that. That shit was fucked up. Now that I think about it, it ain't funny no more.
Oh, my God. I'm over here laughing so hard that I'm busting a sweat. My little black tee is all sweaty and shit. Oh, man. The playback is going to be awesome. I'm going to be up all night working on the blog, working on the YouTube. Oh, my goodness. All this shit will be running by 3 a.m. this morning.
Tap this. I just get a message that just said, this is the homie. The homie just sent me this right now. Say, oh, my God, dude, that was the funniest shit I ever seen, I ever heard. He was crying and shit. He said, wow. And then right at the end of the message, he says, burr. Shout out to Day-Day, man. I love you, man. You off the chain. That's like my producer slash engineer, man. It's on records. Big ups. That dude right there is off the chain. So, Day-Day, yeah. If you ever think about doing some shit like that to me, I'm going to bust your ass, man. I mean, you really wouldn't have to because, you know, we past that level now. You know what I'm saying? We on a different level. But if you ever told me that, like, Halle Berry wanted to get down with me and she really didn't, I'm going to bust your ass.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness. Like, I just don't know what to say. I just, oh, my goodness. I'm just beside myself right now because my kids are literally going to roll on this one. They're going to be like, Ma, You is stupid. You is so fucking stupid. Oh man, that was the best 8 minutes of my life. Like for real.
No,
nah, that was 3 minutes. Oh my gosh. Like I really, really enjoy this show. Like this has been one of the best ones. No ass came on and Herb got the fuck off because he already knew. I'm like, I can't touch all. I gotta go. Like, damn. He already know. Hell nah. Bitch ain't getting ready to get me caught up. I have a clean image. I'm a role model. Can't be parts of this fuckery.
Hey, man, you need stuff like this in your life. This is good fun. This is good, wholesome fun. That was good.
You know,
this is one of the best radio interviews I've ever done. Honestly, got to. Well, I know it was the funniest one I ever done. I know that much.
Oh, my yeah. God. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I'm just so done with myself.
I'm going to pick your ass my own self for that one. That's just wrong, man. That's just wrong.
He calling everybody. Not everybody, but everybody.
He telling everybody about it. He's talking about, dude, I'm going to get you backstage passes. I'm going to let you take a picture with it, man. I think he got an orgasm just because you said he can sit next to him.
Tell me, can I speak to him?
Yeah.
Nah, be on the road with Francie.
He said Gucci Man's gonna be right there with me, right? Like Gucci Man's supposed to coach him through all of this shit.
Oh man. Oh gosh. Oh gosh. Like I am so outdone with myself. No, I'm just saying. Oh gosh. Oh my goodness. I gotta eat, I swear. Oh, before we go, I gotta get my song. I think I earned it.
Man. You earned a lot after that, man.
Oh, guys, I'm like, SV Music has just admitted this was the funniest and the best interview he had on the Chocolate City Radio, and then I got brrr laughing my ass off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, now we got a new team, Team Brrr.
Team Brrr, there it is. We got three teams. Team Brrr, we go hard. We take no prisoners.
Team smash and go. And what was the third
one? What's the
one?
Other one? I forgot the third one. Oh, Team Manish.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm in that one. God. No, I'm the captain of that one.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, God. My artist is going to trip out on this one.
Oh, man. I can't even focus on trying to sing, man. That shit, that just got
if
me all pissed off.
I'm going to find somebody to kick your ass. Yeah.
I got you, mama. Y'all heard it. Y'all two right there, y'all in the Hall of Fame of crazy asses, man. Y'all know that.
Oh my God. I'm like Don Calypso. How did you like the fucking prank? Oh gosh. Man, oh man. Friday gonna be crazy. Oh my gosh. Yo, if I walk out my door tomorrow and LB done sent somebody from Louisiana to take a bitch out, y'all know what happened.
Oh, yeah.
missed a classic moment. This is truly a Chalk Mommy moment. Oh my gosh, like, I swear.
Effie know what I'm saying. I'm reaching through this phone and choking him my own self. I tell you what.
You gonna what? Yeah.
He better
you
sing.
You gonna who?
He better sing a note. La, la, la.
Oh, something. I got you.
Yeah.
I'm a got you. I'm a got you. I'm a got you. Because I'm doing right now.
Baby.
I'm a warm up.
Shut the hell up.
I'm a got you.
Oh,
I'm a
my God.
I say, I'm going to go ahead and sing you a note or two because I got to get in the studio anyway. So I say, my focus is all on you because I want you all morning long. The afternoon and evening, all night I'm dreaming. I just can't wait till tomorrow morning comes. There you go.
Oh, my nipples got hard. Hell no.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm doing, it's bath time, Chalk. I got to holler at you later.
I'm great, y'all. I want to thank No for dropping by. I really got to take my hat off to Espy for riding the chocolate wave. He did that. And we're helping participate in the chocolate fantasy prank
call. Already, man.
Follow him on Twitter, SB Music. Follow Sinead B 2000 and then Chalk Mommy 03. We will be back on Friday night, same bat time, same bat channel. I love you guys, and I get the fuck off my phone.
Deuces, bitch.